I see you've discovered our luxury model. I'm sorry, I didn't mean to startle you. No, we don't close for another 15 minutes or so. You've got plenty of time. It's a nice one, right? Mm-hmm. No, it's not leather. It's a fabric. So if you have animals or you just don't want that feeling when it's warm out that you're sticking to your chair, it's a nicer choice. Mm-hmm. The color is midnight. Yeah, the perfect black shade. Mm-hmm. Of course. Please, have a seat. Comfortable, right? So, what exactly are you looking for in a chair? You were drawn to this one for a reason, so what was it? It is very luxurious. That's a good word, yes. Okay. So, do you do like marathons and stuff? You do a lot of tournaments, a lot of time in the chair? Perfect. Well, this one is one of the most comfortable that we have. Highly rated among professional gamers, actually. Yeah, the headrest is actually magnetic, so you can slide it around there and fit it wherever you want. Mm-hmm. Just like that. Good, right? Mm-hmm. The arms are adjustable. Yep. These are the standard plastic tops, but it does come with a plush memory foam option, so you can add that if you want. Do you have a budget in mind? We should talk about that before we get too far into this. Some of these can be really pricey, but then you can also get some really nice ones that aren't so pricey. So what were you looking to spend? All right, then. You're in the perfect chair. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Actually, I have this one myself in blue. Mm-hmm. I do spend quite a bit of time in it. Gaming, working, not here. I'm a writer, so yeah, I spend a lot of hours in front of my computer, and I just found that this was more comfortable than an office chair, because no. Mm-hmm. It has lumbar support too, so yeah. Well, one of the coolest features is that it can lay back. Yeah, but not like a typical one. Here, let me see if I can do this. There. You pull the handle. There you go. It reclines. See that? And then we just lock it in place. Mm-hmm. See? So you can lay back depending on your setup. If your, you know, screens are higher, or you can mount them higher. You can also raise and lower the seat, obviously. So you can just recline. It also rocks. There's a mechanism under you that allows it to rock. Mm-hmm. And, you know, I'll be completely honest, because it's just you and me in here right now. There's other things that you can do with this while you're gaming. So if that's of any appeal. Yeah. Other things. Things that might involve your girlfriend, you know? Oh, no girlfriend. Well then. Boyfriend? Okay, cool. I always have to check. Mm-hmm. Yeah, well, I mean, the way you're reclined right now, you could be playing and have the controller sort of on your stomach, looking up at what you're doing, and somebody could get on their knees. Just a thought, you know. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't know how that would work. How do you think it would work? That is a good point. It is something to consider. I mean, if you're going to buy a chair like this, you really should be aware of all the benefits and features. I suppose it would be part of my job to demonstrate that for you, wouldn't it? Would you like me to? I suppose I can do that. This is the padded footrest, by the way. I'm going to put it under my knees because it'll be more comfortable for me, but you can actually put it under your feet and it makes it more ergonomic. Just saying. Why don't you go ahead and open your pants a little bit? Just pull them down just a little bit. Well, I appreciate that your jacket is covering the chair. We probably shouldn't put bare parts on the chair. So, close your eyes. I don't have a controller. I don't know why we don't have like fake controllers for you to try out your positioning, but I should really mention that to management. No. Nobody will be coming in. There hasn't been anybody but you in here in the last hour. It's a weekday. People don't typically come in this late, as a rule. Plus, leaving the door unlocked is kind of exciting. And the back of the chair is covering what I'm doing, so if anybody does come in, we'll hear the bell, and I can get up, and you can cover yourself before they see anything. It's kind of exciting, isn't it? Beautiful woman on her knees in front of you in a really comfortable chair in public, knowing that anybody could walk in at any time. So imagine it. Get comfortable. Shift in the chair however you need to. So you're playing. What games do you play? Good one. And do you do tournaments with that one? Very nice. So you're deep into a tournament, several hours in. And you just decide to lay back and get your cock sucked. It's comfortable, right? You can either ignore the little slut on the floor with your cock in her mouth and play your game. Or you can half pay attention and watch as your cockhead disappears between her lips. If you're in a really tense part of the game, you can grab the back of her head and push yourself into her throat. Like that. It's easier to concentrate on what you're doing when you feel good. And doesn't that chair feel good? It's so comfortable, right? The buttons on the side of the back are your lumbar support, so you can adjust however you want. No, I do not suck the cock of every guy who comes in to buy a chair. Thank you. Valid question. No, I just think you're cute. It's been a long shift. And we haven't been very busy, so I was kind of bored. It's been a while since I've gotten to put my mouth on something this nice, so it's kind of a double win. You get to experience the best things this chair has to offer. Get a really good blowjob. And I get to suck a cock at the end of my shift. On company time. And there's no cameras in here, so who's gonna stop me? That's right, grip the armrests. You taste good. You look really fucking good sitting in that chair. No, I would probably still be sucking your cock, even if you didn't pick this one. But this one is a more comfortable experience for you. And the fabric doesn't absorb sweat. So even in the warmest weather, you don't have to worry about ruining it. Or, you know, when you're doing certain things. Now I have to lock the door, so I need you to come, and you're getting close because I can taste it. Yeah, on my tongue. Well, I'm not going to let you come anywhere else. I don't want to clean that up. So why don't you sink back into that delicious chair, close your eyes, and fuck my mouth until you explode. Okay? Give me more. I love the last few drops of cum as they leak out the end. Especially with the taste of the rest of the load on my tongue. And did you notice that while you were wiggling around like that, the chair didn't even make any noise? Solid base. Rock solid construction. I'm still on the clock. I have to, you know, remember that. Okay. So. I told you you'd like this one, babe. Yeah, as soon as we got it in stock, I told you. Do you like it though? Yeah. Well, we can't get it tonight because I can't sell to my own boyfriend, but if you want, I can get someone tomorrow when I'm in to sell it to me, and then when you pick me up tomorrow night, we can bring it home. I really do have to lock the door though, because we're closed now. And then I'll just do my last minute stuff and we can go. Okay. Well, I didn't want to wait till we got home, and it was the perfect way to test out the chair. So, yeah, I think we have the plush armrests around here somewhere. Oh. Let me lock the door and I'll see what else we can get up to before we leave. Okay? Okay. I'll be right back.